Early in the program, we talked about Black American struggles with alcohol abuse. One woman who knows that fight all too well is singer Candy Staton. She struggled with alcoholism throughout her career, even as her professional life soared. As a teenager, the Alabama native toured the gospel circuit with Mahalia Jackson. In the mid-1970s, she went from recording R&B-styled country tunes to making disco hits like the classic Young Hearts Run Free. Despite all of Staton's musical success, by the early 80s, she was descending deep into alcoholism. She also endured repeated spousal abuse. That's behind her now, and she sings about her trials and her triumphs on her latest disc, His Hands. I recently sat down with Staton. She recalled how her childhood experience led to some pain in her adult life.
I had poor self-esteem. And when I would get in front of an audience, I would get so nervous. That started the alcohol. It made me feel comfortable. And I brought people in my life that wasn't really in my corner.
In fact, your father was an alcoholic.
Yeah, my dad used to come in drunk, and he was abusive to my mom. And I guess that was what I was looking for, Ed. In every relationship, I guess I was searching for my father. And I often say, Ed, I married the same man four times.
Here's what else is interesting when you read about Candy Staton, and that is the raw emotion that's brought to the microphone when you perform. How much of that was internalized, what you were living at any given time?
That was the way I could express myself. It was therapy for me, and when I'd get to that microphone and I'd grab a song that would express how I felt, I could bring it home because that's exactly how I was feeling.
I know my man has been giving some love away.
I don't buy.
But how much love do you think I can lose in one day?
Not everyone is blessed with a signature song. You are. Mm-hmm. Young Hearts Run Free, your biggest hit. Yet, it is not necessarily reflective of who you are in terms of artist that Candy Staton is most of the time. Mm-hmm. Does that bother you, or do you just appreciate that you have a signature song?
I love it. Because mm-hmm. I was going through one of these devastating, trying to get out of a marriage that, you know, I mean, this guy was physically and mentally abusive. And David Crawford wrote the song, and I would go to David and I would say, David, this is going on and this is happening to me. Then he would say, I'm writing your song that's going to last forever.
I say I'm going to leave 100 times a day. It's easier said than done when you just can't break away.
Just can't break away.
Oh, young hearts, run free and never be hung up like my man and me.
At that time, I was basically doing Chitlin' Circuit gigs. People would heckle you while you're singing, you know. I didn't come pay my $5 to see this. I want to hear Stand By Your Man. You know, so I had to go through all of that kind of stuff. And when Young Hearts Run Free came, it put me into another level. I was getting into the small concert halls. I was on big shows with Teddy Pendergrass and all of these people. So it took me out of the Chitlin' Circuit, and I was thankful for that.
Let's talk about the new project, okay. His Hands. And you had stopped singing secular music for a while. You found your way through the alcoholism, had stopped drinking, had started really doing gospel music. So why the return to this?
I was so messed up when I first gave Christ my life. And I got into the church in 1982. I started writing gospel songs. And I was happy. I got my own TV show with Trinity Broadcasting. And there was a pastor about 5 years ago that took me to the side. He said, you know those songs that you used to do? All those songs. He said, those weren't bad songs. They fed your family. They bought your cars. That's not a curse. That's a blessing. Mm-hmm. So I began to ponder over that stuff. I said, you know, he's right. These are songs, and Stevie Wonder put it so well, in the key of life. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with it.
Talk to me about the title track real quick.
His Hands. This song was written by Will Odom. He used to watch my television show on Trinity Broadcasting, and I'm very open and I'm real, you know. And Will used to watch the program. And when he heard that I was getting ready to do a new album, a new secular album, he said, well, I got a song for her that I wrote about her. And I listened to it, and I fell in love with it. But it's actually, from a man's point of view, what it feels like to be abused by a man. And it's from the hands of an abused man into the hands of God.
Well, I will say this, Candy Staton. If people, and I know there are a lot of them out here who look for this kind of music, mm-hmm. long for what we now call that good old soul, that southern soul, that yeah. gut bucket soul.
Yeah.
This is it right here. I mean, this is a true 1 through 11. There are 11 songs on it,
yeah.
and you get all of that from Candy Staton. The CD is called His Hands, and Candy Staton, it was a pleasure talking to you.
It's wonderful talking to you. I will pity that beautiful man, and Lord, I will bless his path. We were both just wounded children, ooh, in a love. Thank God it didn't last. There's a lot of things, Lord, in your touch. Sometimes your slightest whisper moves me so much.